The Grey. Being in the grey has had a taboo of not being great for our mental health, but sometimes in the grey is where we find great lessons and even wealth. You see, living in the grey area can be a tricky thing. It's not black and white, it's not cut out dry, it's not a clear win. It's the in-between, the uncertainty and the unknown. It's the place where contradictions and complexities are shown. It's where the world isn't all good or even all bad. Where things aren't just happy or just sad. It's where nuance lives and perspective thrives. Where open-mindedness and empathy can survive. It's where people are flawed and imperfect, and where judgment and rigidity can be checked. It's where mistakes are made and lessons learned. It's where growth and understanding can be earned. You see, living the gray area can be uncomfortable and tough, but it's where real life happens and where we can find love. In a world of black and white, the gray area can be a fright, and it's a place of ambiguity where lines blur with great fluidity. It's where we must learn to discern and make choices that may concern, for it's not always clear cut, and sometimes we may even feel stuck. But it's in the gray where we grow and learn to let our minds flow. We must be brave and embrace this area where we find space to explore and to question and to learn from our imperfections. You see, the gray can be a daunting place, but it's where we also find our grace. For in it lies our humanity and the chance for true empathy. So let us not be afraid of this gray where we can be made into better versions of ourselves, where we can learn and help. For in this space where things are unclear, I tell you, we can find beauty and learn to persevere.